You're walking along the magical wooded path, thinking about Fran the Fox and her meditation. You wonder whether it's true that you can make your brain work better just by sitting still and quiet for a while each day. As you follow the path deeper into the forest, you look upwards, marveling at the tall trees all around you. You notice them gently swaying a little bit in the breeze. You feel relaxed and happy as you take your time walking through the woods. You're in no hurry. There's no place you need to be other than exactly where you are. The trees are so tall and stately looking. It's as if they're silently protecting the land and all who live within it. The trees seem very old to you, and you wonder just how long they've been here. They seem to be watching over you with kindness and care. As you walk among these giants of the forest, you begin to sense that something else is watching you too. At first, you see no one, nothing other than the towering trees. As your gaze lands on one particularly imposing tree, you spot two enormous, round, golden eyes looking back at you from a mossy branch. "Who are you?" you ask aloud.
Who am I?" comes a voice. "Is that an owl joke?"
You look again and see that it is indeed a large owl looking right back at you.
"Oh, no, I'm sorry. It's not a joke," you tell the owl. "I'm just walking down this path, looking at trees. I didn't mean to bother you."
The owl suddenly stretches out his great feathery wings and swoops down towards you, finding a perch on a branch much closer to the ground. "You're welcome in these woods," the owl says in a surprisingly deep voice. "And trees are tremendously good things to look at. I'm Oliver. Some people call me Ollie. I'm the wisdom keeper of these woods. I know everything there is to know about them." You introduce yourself and thank Ollie for welcoming you. And then you ask, "What's a wisdom keeper?" "Well, I'm glad you asked," Ollie says, his big eyes gleaming like a candle flame. "Asking a question like that shows you just might be a wisdom keeper too. In fact, now that I look closely at you, I can see that it's true. You're much wiser than you realize. You are definitely a wisdom keeper." Ollie leans down closer and explains. "Wisdom keepers are those who pay attention to things. They keep their minds flexible and open to learning what's what and what might just be so. They ask questions. They look all around them." And Ollie turns his head almost completely around, as owls like to do.
"They save knowledge and wisdom in their minds, so they can teach others what they've learned. They're very smart, you know. Always hungry for knowledge, always learning, investigating, wondering."
"Oh, I see," you say, "but I'm not so sure I'm a wisdom keeper." Ollie eyes you carefully for a moment and says,
"It might not feel like it sometimes, but you are. You must trust me in these matters, for I am a wisdom keeper and I know these things. All you need is a little more awareness. All you need is to be still for a little while and pay close attention to what you're thinking and feeling. There is much wisdom in stillness. When you're still, you can notice things you wouldn't notice otherwise. Notice everything, starting with the insides and going out."
"The insides going out? What does that mean?" you ask, genuinely curious.
"Aha! Another good question, see?" Ollie says happily. "Notice what you're feeling and thinking inside. No need to worry about what it should or should not be. Notice it with your mind, just like you noticed me sitting way up there on that branch. Most people just walk right on by, you know, but you noticed me. You can know things just by noticing. Knowing yourself and noticing how your mind works and what you truly feel inside, that is the beginning of wisdom. That is what makes a wisdom keeper. You stop and think about this for a moment, and you begin to pay attention to that very thought and the feelings that come with it. You say to Ollie, maybe you're right. Maybe I am a wisdom keeper. Ollie leans right into your face, his golden eyes ablaze.
Of course I am, and of course you are, he says knowingly.
Keep noticing from the insides out. And he suddenly spreads his long wings and with a few flapping motions lifts himself gracefully into the air, sending a gentle breeze onto your face.
Goodbye for now, fellow wisdom keeper,
he calls from above, and
enjoy your journey along the magical wooded path.
Ollie disappears into the lush green and brown branches high overhead, leaving you to ponder his words. Notice from the inside out, you repeat to yourself. You decide to continue along the path now as a true wisdom keeper, gathering new wisdom with each and every step. Now, just relax and keep listening until the music stops.
Thank you.